Hey, this is Lisa Robin Young. I want to welcome you to day four of the Get Your Year in Gear program. Today, we're going to be talking about fitness goals. And most folks already have some idea of what they'd like to accomplish from a physical fitness perspective, so we're not going to spend a lot of time there. However, since the brain is the seat of both our mental and emotional fitness, we're going to talk about that, as well as right-sizing your fitness goals. And I've been overweight most of my life, so it's foolish for me to say, hey, I'm going to lose 100 pounds in the next 12 months, unless I've committed to making some very radical changes to my lifestyle. And looking at all the other things I want to accomplish in my life, I am clear that a radical shift in my eating and exercise isn't going to work for me. That would be the wrong kind of stress to add to my life. So instead, I set modest but doable goals for myself that focus around changing habits. Things like removing certain chemicals from my diet and including weightlifting in my workouts. And this is our first real look at integration of goals in this program. And what I mean is that when you take a look at what you want to accomplish in all five key areas, you're going to realize that it takes a tremendous amount of effort to accomplish everything. And that's why I've been saying just pick one every day so far, just one thing. Well, today we're going to pick two. You know, if you can pick the one thing that's going to give you the most cause for celebration, then you know you're on the right track. But now you're layering in fitness. And while it would be great to lose 100 pounds in 6 or 12 months, it's not always realistic when you look at the other things you also want to accomplish. So today, I want you to take those amazing goals that you have for health and fitness and get ruthlessly honest with yourself. Ask yourself, based on what I'm already planning for the next 12 months, what would be a realistic physical fitness goal for me to achieve? And for you overachievers out there, I'm a recovering overachiever, you may think that I'm wimping out. If you look at most people's track record for weight loss and physical fitness, though, you'd see that it's a lot harder than it looks to drop 100 pounds in a year. Huh, sure, yeah, 2 pounds a week sounds very reasonable. Until you recognize that there are no other supports in place to make sure that that weight loss goal can even happen. So maybe your fitness goal this year would be just to get consistent with some kind of exercise program, or get consistent at eating more of certain healthy foods or drinking water more often. All of those goals are going to directly impact what your weight and body shape are like at the end of the year. It's the equivalent of getting the blueprints and contractor in place before you build a house. You've got to lay a foundation. So while a weight loss goal is fantastic, if that works for you, if it doesn't work for you, then right size your goals and focus on the activities that you want to be more consistent in. And you're going to hear about that again tomorrow, consistency. And this is something that you're much more in control of, and it's much easier to measure. If you set a goal to get 10 or more minutes of physical activity 5 or more days each week, that's easy to track, it's easy to measure, you know when you've done it and haven't. Plus, it gives you leeway, it gives you cushion, some space, you know, for when life happens, and we all know that life happens, right? So this is how you program your brain to be more successful. You focus on the activities you want to accomplish that feed your goals. And holistic fitness means the total package. It means mental, physical, and emotional fitness. Now, I'm a certified Reiki master, and that gives me a heightened sensitivity or awareness to some kinds of energy in the world. But all of those sensations still have to pass through the brain and register in my brain to be recognized as, ooh, I'm feeling something. I mean, it all happens fast, but it's still got to get through here. So it's important for me, as it is for you, to take care of that 1.5 pound organ that's sitting in your skull. Now, not only does that mean exercise and nutrition. Yes, you need to exercise because it keeps your brain healthy. Yes, you need to eat the right foods to keep your brain healthy. But what you need to feed your brain also includes something from a stimulus perspective. I'm talking about books, TV, movies, training programs like this, meetings, basically anything that stimulates your brain. And this isn't just about learning, okay? Because I was the person who would read and 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 read, and I only read nonfiction books. You couldn't get me to pick up Harry Potter. You couldn't get me to, you know, read a storybook unless I was reading to my children. But there are coaches in the world that will tell you, TV rots your brain, don't waste your time listening to music, blah, blah, blah. And that was me for a long... I mean, I was a person that bought into that information for a very long time. I didn't even own a TV for a while. And then once I owned a TV, I didn't have cable or anything like that. And what I discovered was that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, watching an episode or two of something that I was enjoying would stimulate my creativity. It would give me an idea. And I need that mental break from my work, not only to give me something creative to dig into, but also to delve into something that entertained me and inspired me. So it would cross-pollinate both sides of my brain, and then I'd have even better ideas. Now, this is not carte blanche for you to sit on the couch all day and do nothing but watch soap operas. We actually went back to no TV this year, but we kept Netflix because there was a lot of stuff out there that wasn't serving us. And we found that there are some programs that are better for inspiring and stimulating my creative juices than others. So we only got the stuff we wanted to keep. And you can do the same thing. For years, all I had was my membership pass to Blockbuster and a VCR. And we would go and we would rent movies and do it that way. Netflix is obviously infinitely less expensive. You need to do the things that are going to fill you up. You need to develop an awareness around this kind of stuff for yourself. What feeds, nourishes, and inspires you? What provokes you or leaves you feeling drained? You know, what makes you angry? What is disempowering for you? As you become more aware of these things, you're going to be more deliberate about clearing the disempowering content from your life so that you can make room for what does empower you. And in today's worksheets, you're going to be asked to brainstorm ideas for things you want to learn or experience this year, including your TV shows. Make a list. Dream big. Don't be afraid to dream big. All those places you want to see, those people you want to meet, write them down. Look at all the ways that you can feed your brain in the next 12 months, and then tease out the one that would be ideal for your year. Tomorrow, we're going to go a little easier on you. Not going to be as much effort, I don't think. And we're going to take a look at all that money stuff, okay, when we talk about fortune.